Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
April 28, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Dr. Samantha Aguinaldo Wetterholm. Why am I so annoyed? And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. 1 John 3, verse 23. Seeing her name on my schedule, I inwardly rolled my eyes. Oh, this lady again, I lamented to myself. My patient had scheduled another office visit appointment with me to discuss the same issue again. I've lost count of how many consultations we've had about the same issue. Each visit is much the same. She explains her chief concern. I explain my findings and diagnosis. She states she understands her condition and her options, and we make a plan for her next visit together. She leaves in good spirits. But then she returns, and it's the same conversation, the same outcomes. I have tried diagrams, videos of options, plastic tooth models, Googling images together. I see the light bulb turn on and I think, yes, that's it, you've got it. But after multiple visits of the same song and dance, her name on my schedule annoys me. I have maintained my patient and calm demeanor at each visit, given her my full attention, answered each question, and yet today, my inner spirit was frustrated and irritated. Again, I seethed inwardly. What more can I do? But I felt that small tug on my heart and asked myself, why am I so annoyed? I realized how ungenerous and unloving I was towards this woman. The Lord commands us to love one another. Period. He didn't say to love one another as long as they aren't annoying, or as long as they act in a way deserving of love, or only if they agree with us. He commands us to love one another, just as he loves us. I am sure I am annoying sometimes, or frustrating, or disagreeable, or one of the many other shortcomings I display on a daily basis. I take something to prayer, find peace with the Lord, and then question him later more times than I can count. But I am wholly and unequivocally beloved by the Lord. Sister, when you feel your annoyance or anger or irritation bubble up under your skin, I invite you to pause and let the Holy Spirit fill those spaces in your heart. Love that annoying coworker. Love that curmudgeonly neighbor. Love your messy roommate. Love your forgetful spouse.